Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Refayin Ruziba Gahagun B'Karav Mamesh. Now the previous Mishnah we have learned that a husband is also able to be made for a neder that's called Beinoy Leveina. It causes an issue between him and her. So we're going to continue talking about that in this Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet says, let's say a woman made the following neder: Kainam She'eni Ois Al Pi Aba Val Pi Avicha Val Pi Achi Val Pi Achicha. Kainam, anything I make to my father, your father, my brother, your brother. In other words, anything that I produce, anything I make, is usher to these people. He's not able to be made for his neder, because that's not considered dvarim shebeinu leveina. So what if whatever she produces is usher to his father, her brother? That's not an issue between the husband and wife. Now on the flip side, let's say she says, she'eni oisa al picha, that whatever I make is usher to you, Mr. Husband of mine, you're not allowed to benefit from anything that I produce. He doesn't have to be made for that. That's because her ma'aseh yadayim belonged to her husband, and she can't get out of this by ostering everything she produces on her husband, so there isn't even a need to be made for it. However, now we're going to see two reasons why he should be made for this neder. Rabbi Kiva says, yafer, he really should be made for this neder. Why is that? Maybe she's going to produce more than what's fitting for him, and then that more will be usher. We know that a husband doesn't get all of his wife's ma'aseh yadayim. She only has a chiv to produce a certain amount for him per day. Let's just give a random number. $10 a day belongs to the husband. Well, if she produces more than $10, tadif all of yosem in a roiloi, that more is going to be usher to him if he's not made for the neder. So Rabbi Kiva says, because of that, he should be made for the neder. And one more reason, Rabbi Yechman Nuri says that he should be made for it. Shemi Garshano, maybe he's going to divorce her, utei asur olav, and then she's going to be usher to him because now she has no chiyuv to give him her ma'aseh yadayim. And that's another reason why he should be made for this neder. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, we're going to be talking about him being made for a neder betos by mistake. Nadr ishtai v'savr shenadr bitai, or nadr bitai. His wife made a neder and he thought that it was his daughter, or his daughter made the neder and he thought it was his wife, and he was made for that neder. Maybe he was upstairs and they were in the kitchen and he heard someone express a neder and he thought it was his daughter but it was his wife, or vice versa, and he was made for the neder. Or Nadir Benazir v'savar shenadir b'karban, Nadir b'karban v'savar shenadir benazir. She made a neder accepting nazirus upon herself, but he thought that she made a neder b'karban, meaning that she assured something onto herself like a karban, or vice versa, and he was made for that neder. Or Nadir Benatayinim v'savar shenadir benanavim, Nadir benanavim v'savar shenadir benatayinim. She made a neder that figs are usher to her, but he thought that the neder was that grapes are usher to her, or vice versa, and he was made for that neder. In all these cases, I raise a yachzer v'yafer, he has to go back and be made for the real neder that was made, because his original hafara was not valid, it was hafara betos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.